This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. For the third time, the Republican Party has nominated Donald Trump for president. CBS News correspondent Matt Piper is at the convention in Milwaukee.
The highlight of the night at day one of the RNC, Donald Trump entering the room.
Welcome, the next president of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
It was the first time he's been seen since being wounded in an assassination attempt over the weekend. He waved to the crowd, mouthed thank you, and sat for about an hour listening to people take to the stage. One of them, Teamsters Union President Sean O'Brien.
Today, the Teamsters are here to say we are not beholden to anyone or any party.
But he offered no endorsement. Matt Piper, CBS News, Milwaukee.
Trump has selected Ohio first-term Senator J.D. Vance as his vice presidential running mate.
Senator J.D. Vance has the overwhelming support of this convention to be the next vice president of the United States.
Vance is 39 years old and was endorsed by Trump when he ran for office 2 years ago. He learned he was the choice only 20 minutes before Trump announced it, with the 2,400 convention delegates later making the Trump-Vance ticket official. Trump's damaged ear is covered by a bandage, a reminder of Saturday's close call with a sniper in Pennsylvania. CBS News correspondent Scott McFarlane is following the investigation into the shooting.
The site of the rally and the attempted assassination, this farm field in Butler, Pennsylvania, remains an active crime scene. There were FBI agents atop the structure from which the shots were fired on Saturday. Also, in the neighborhood of the shooter, in Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, agents were going door to door, trying to get information, trying to deduce what the motive was.
President Biden sat for an interview with NBC, pushing back on any talk of withdrawing from his reelection campaign.
14 million people voted for me to be the nominee in the Democratic Party. Okay? I listen to them.
Biden also said it was a mistake to say that he wanted to put a bullseye on Trump during a phone call with donors. There is new information suggesting reasons for accelerating climate change, nature and biodiversity loss, pollution and waste.
The rapid development of AI, inequality and declining trust in institutions is amplifying global crises, according to a new report from the United Nations and the International Science Council. Other issues include the demand for critical rare earth minerals, which poses threats to nature and biodiversity, and forced displacement is driving human health and environmental impacts.
That's CBS's Tracy Wolf. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former President Donald Trump is in Milwaukee for the Republican National Convention after being shot in the ear Saturday at a rally in Pennsylvania. Trump is still planning to deliver a speech at the RNC on Thursday night. However, he told the Washington Examiner that he has completely rewritten his speech after Saturday's events. The Secret Service said in a Sunday briefing that there will be no changes to security plans at the RNC. If you own a well on your property, the DNR says you should test your drinking water after all this rain and flooding. Flood water and runoff can introduce contaminants to a well that spread waterborne illnesses. Wells located in pits, basements, and low-lying areas are at a higher risk of contamination, according to a DNR press release. More information on testing and decontamination can be found on the Wisconsin DNR website. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers beat the Nationals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 9-3 win over the Washington Nationals Sunday. 30,000 fans, 92 degrees at AmFam Field. Willie Adames hot at the plate on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
That one's deep. Way back, left center field. Adames will watch it fly. Put two more on the board, courtesy of Willie Adames. A four RBI game. Home run number 4. 15.
The Brewers avoiding being swept by the Nationals as they head into the All-Star break. Adames after the win.
We've been to a rough stretch lately, but, you know, that's baseball. That's how it's going to go. But, you know, it was a great way to end up the first half, and hopefully, you know, we can take this momentum and start the second half after the break.
The Brewers losing 7 of their last 10 games. How badly did they need this one on Sunday?
You need them all. You know, like, you start thinking like that, like, desperation or something like that. That's not good thinking.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly cloudy sky developing in the overnight as temperatures tumble to near 60. Our winds will be light. On your Tuesday, we'll see mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. High temperatures will warm to the upper 70s, just a slim chance of a couple of showers. Right now, it's 73.
Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday on Up North News Radio, we're joined by Rick Wilson of the Lincoln Project to get convention perspective from Republicans who want their party back.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Have you heard of Ivan Raiklin? This guy calls himself Donald Trump's Secretary of Retribution. And according to him, on a podcast, he says he has a list of 350 deep state individuals who he wants to try to assassinate by tricking police into killing them with a SWAT team. And apparently I'm on the list, or at least people like me are on the list. He says they're explicitly gunning for journalists. And specifically on the list, he's got CNN, The Washington Post, Reuters, and Raw Story. And I write for Raw Story, so, you know, I don't know if my name is on the list or not, but the publication I write for is certainly on the list, and Raw Story publishes my stuff all the time, you know, frequently. So this guy, here's what he said. He said, expect to see live-streamed swatting raids of every single individual on the deep state target list because the precedent has already been set. He said, look at my entire deep state target list. This is the beginning. This is scratching the surface of who is going to be criminalized for their treason. Okay? I mean, this is serious stuff. And this guy is not some, you know, just wackadoodle. He's very, very tight with Trump and with the whole, you know, right-wing movement. And, you know, it just, I don't know. It's the calls for violence that have been coming out of the Republican Party, Donald Trump reposting, you know, the picture of Joe Biden tied up in the back of a pickup truck with a bullet in his forehead. You know, Marjorie Taylor Greene and her repeated pictures with guns. The calls for Second Amendment solutions from Carrie Lake and Sarah Palin. Donald Trump in 2016 saying, you know, that if Hillary Clinton becomes president, she's going to appoint judges who are going to take away your guns. Maybe some of our Second Amendment people can solve this problem, or words to that effect. I'm paraphrasing from memory, but it was almost exactly that. It's in today's it's in my article today. The exact quote. This stuff is stuff we need to take very seriously. And Republicans need to take this seriously as well. Because the Republican Party is not entirely made up of MAGA people. You've got the Adam Kinzinger. I subscribe to his Substack newsletter. It's very rational. In fact, his newsletter went out this morning that said, you know, Donald Trump is not a conservative. And he went through this whole long list of things that conservatives believe that, and then he pointed out in every single one of them that Trump believes in something opposite of that. Now, you know, I disagree with most of those things that conservatives believe, but Adam Kinzinger has a point. Trump is not a conservative. He's not a classic Republican. And in fact, he was a registered Democrat until he decided to run for the Republican primary. So number one, we need to take this stuff seriously, but the Republicans, number two, the Republicans of good conscience, the Republicans who aren't terrified into submission, and I realize there's very few of those people who are willing to speak out, who are willing to risk their political careers by speaking out, because Trump takes them out. I mean, they lose their next primary just as predictably as the sun comes up. I think there's two or three never Trump Republicans left in the House and Senate. And he'll get rid of them too. I mean, this, the purge is on, the night of the long knives, right? Without the violence, without the killing. But the people like this guy who are talking about violence and killing against, you know, politicians, against bureaucrats, against reporters, it's just, where is the Republican Party? Why are they not repudiating this? Why are they not saying, you know, in the wake of this assassination attempt against Donald Trump, we need to reconsider some of our rhetoric? Why are they not saying, you know, this kid was using an AR-15 so he could get off a whole bunch of shots really fast? This is a weapon of war. He was 150 yards away. Why aren't they saying, you know, maybe we should be talking about doing something about this? About getting these kind of weapons out of the hands of young men who have been mercilessly bullied and are loners and, you know, are, you know, the classic profile of a school shooter. It's clear to me, and I, you know, this is just my conclusion. I have no, you know, he didn't, to the best of our knowledge, leave behind a suicide note or a manifesto like some shooters have done. But in my opinion, again, just mine, it's clear to me that this kid was a school shooter. He fit the classic profile, you know, the bullied loner, all by himself, feeling, you know, like the world's out to get him, and he's got no friends, and you know, they interviewed a bunch of his classmates who said, yeah, everybody picked on him all the time, mercilessly. And so I, you know, he's the kind of person who picks up an AR-15 and walks into his school and shoots it up because they want to die. But they want to go out in a blaze of glory. And so you got a guy who wants to die. He's got a gun. He subscribes to a YouTube channel. It's got 11 million followers, all about how guns and explosives. Excuse me. And Donald Trump comes to town. I mean, I personally think it could have been anybody. I think it could have been Joe Biden. If Joe Biden came to town, he would have taken a shot at him. I think he was, you know, like I said, a school shooter. He wanted to be a martyr. He wanted to die in a noble way, with his fist in the air. And, you know, he wanted his name to be remembered the way that, you know, we remember the, you know, Dylann Roof and all these other guys. You know. And you know, it's one of the reasons why I'm not mentioning his name. So we'll see how this shakes out, but this should be a time of deep reflection for the Republican Party. And instead, what you have are both the Republican Party and the media calling for Democrats to have a moment of deep reflection. Democrats have not been aligning themselves with militias. Democrats have not been buying 44 million AR-15s. Democrats have not been, you know, out there saying to militia groups like the Proud Boys, stand by and stand back. Democrats have never led the charge to take down the U.S. Capitol building. Democrats have not been claiming that the election was stolen and that our president is, that any president is illegitimate. I realize there were some questions around the 2004 election. I was raising them at the time in Ohio. I still have some questions about Ohio, but, you know, let's set that aside for the moment. But by and large, it's been Republicans who have been driving this outrage machine. And Democrats have just been pointing it out. It is not encouraging violence to say, look at this. This guy's encouraging violence. It's not encouraging violence to point out what's real. Yes, Donald Trump was convicted of raping. Convicted is not the right word. Adjudicated. Because it was a civil rather than a criminal, you know. Adjudicated as a rapist of raping E. Jean Carroll. And he's got 23 other women including a 13-year-old at the time, who are saying, yes, he raped me too. And this is the guy that the Republicans, these great noble Christians, are going to nominate at their convention this week in Milwaukee. And there will be protests, and, you know, we'll see how that plays out. But anyway, I've kind of, you know, run out of rant here. I've said what I have to say. Let's see what's on your mind. So I'll pick your calls up in just a moment. Stick around. It's 15 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Your calls right after this. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right, we can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right, yeah. Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so glass. It's like...
It's only glass. Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media radio network.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society for all.
Impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/actnow. Brought to you by Feed Feeding America, and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
This whole week, I've been trying to think of some maneuver I could say that would go viral and totally sell my soul for extra cash. I'm not putting myself above that.
How about Schwabba Habba? Or Schwabidada? Or Schwabba Dabba Ding Dong? Instead of the more you know, it just says Schwabba Dabba Ding Dong with a rainbow and a star shooting star.
Conrad, I think we got our promo.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. It's 20 minutes past the hour, so picking up your calls, what's on your mind today? Kenyatta in Los Angeles. Hey, Kenyatta, what's up?
Hello, sir. I want you to know that list that you're on, listen, stay frosty. Okay. And stay focused, because I've been on that list for at least half a dozen years.
Yeah, probably
one reason or another.
Much of your life in some ways, but yeah, I totally get it.
Yes, indeed.
By the way, I plugged your newsletter in my newsletter today. I don't know if you caught it or not, but there's a hot link. I pointed out that you had predicted the assassination attempt on Trump, and there's a hot link to your article about it.
Thanks, Tom. And you know what? I did not call and to gloat and say I told you so. I really want to talk about that just briefly, and I promise I'll start light, but I'm going to end dark, no pun intended, and I'll talk fast. And I, by the way, I empathize with you regarding the heat, but I hardly sympathize with you because you ought to be down here. At least your pilot's chair was warm for your return, so whatever.
Okay.
Listen, the danger here is the undermining. You've spoken because, you know, you're a rational, reasonable man, and you have made a concerted effort, I think, to suppress wild conspiracy theories, so forth and so on, and I'm with you. But here's the problem, Tom. This is the overall problem throughout the country. The danger is the undermining of public trust and confidence. People don't know what to believe anymore.
It's true.
It started with Donald Trump talking about fake news. And then, whether they were complicit or not, or they did it wittingly or unwittingly, the media has undermined and gutted itself. So, throw in of the enemies of the United States, Russia, China, bots, deep fakes, AI, conspiracy theories, anything's possible. And that's the problem. The country, the populace doesn't know what to believe anymore. This is dangerous stuff, man.
I agree.
You see, let me say this, Tom. The only real conspiracy theories are that there aren't any. Now, let me say this.
Sure.
Let me say this to you. You know this about me. I'm not going to get into heavy detail, but I work on a body coverage team. One of the things that the first thing you're taught is to take the principal down. In other words, if there's an assault, you take the principal down to cover their head.
Okay.
Not a conspiracy theory. I'm just saying it's weird that his team has his head exposed as they take him down those stairs of that stage with his head popped up. He's already, obviously there's been an attempt to shoot him in the head, and they've got this guy's head while he's got his fist up in the air, fist pumping, and I don't know if you read his lips, but what he said three times was F you, F you, F you.
I thought that was what he said. The press is saying he said fight, 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 but it sure looked to me like he was saying F you as well. The one thing, Kenyatta, that if you're leading to a conclusion here that I think you're leading to, that you might want to note, and I heard this, is that between the time that they dropped him to the floor and the time that they hauled him off the deck, there was about 2 minutes there. And just before they picked him up and took him out, one of the Secret Service people said, "The shooter is down." So at that point, they knew that there was no longer a threat.
You know, I thought about that, and that they may have dispatched the shooter in that time. Here's the problem. Here's the problem. And in that type of a situation, they still didn't know how many shooters there may have been.
Well, that's a good point. But they said the shooter is down. And plus, you know, when the president of the United States or former president of the United States, you know, says, I'm going to stick my head up and stick my fist up, you know, you don't punch him in the gut. I mean, you know, what are you going to do? The guy's, you know, weighs 300 pounds. He's a big man.
You know what? You're crazy. I'm not gonna take that bait. Listen, let me say this to you. And this is really important. This is my final point. You know, people are talking about the evil that is Trump. I did a piece a couple of days ago that was really responded to in a heavy way, regarding the similarities between Donald Trump, Adolf Hitler, and Jim Jones.
Yeah, I know. I read your newsletter. And
I know you do. And you know, people are focused on the danger that is Donald Trump as a person, but I want everyone that is listening to your show, and I know it's millions of people, to understand that it is not getting rid of, and when I'm talking about electorally, I'm talking about in terms of politics and his presence in politics. Getting rid of Trump is not going to fix it. It's not the who that is Trump. It's the what that is Trump. The what that is Trump is Ron DeSantis. The what that is Trump is Marjorie Taylor Greene. It's an insidious cancer. And so that is why I call him Agent Orange, which is a toxin that actually affected my family because I had some Vietnam vets in my family. Mm-hmm. But that's what I'm talking about. This is way more insidious and pervasive than anyone thinks. And thank you for the time, man.
Yeah, no, it's I agree with your point, and I'll leave it at that. Kenyatta, thanks a lot for the call. Good talking to you.
Sure.
Henry in Cicero, Illinois. Hey, Henry, what's on your mind today? Henry?
Really appreciate your therapy.
Yeah. What's up?
I appreciate your therapy, and I just want to talk about we're trying to have peace between parties.
Your phone is falling apart, Henry. Oh, okay, now it sounds like it started working again. Make your point real quick.
Oh, Tom.
Oh, Henry's phone is not working. Henry, I'm sorry. You're breaking up really badly. I'll put you on hold here, and Mark can pick you up and see if we can do anything with that. But we are going to hit a break in about, well, there it is, in just a few seconds, one of these hard breaks here at the bottom of the hour. So I'll, on the other side of this break, I'll be picking up your calls, and we'll see if we can maybe talk to Henry again. And stay tuned. We got a lot to talk about. There's a lot going on. Judge Eileen Cannon has said, Donald Trump, you are free to go. And Jack Smith, you are out. And the RNC is rolling today, and it's just getting wild.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And we probably are going to find out who Trump's vice president is going to be. That's going to be interesting. So stay tuned. Sometimes Louise and I just crave a restaurant quality dinner at home without doing all the work or driving. Well, Cook Unity is the first chef to you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it appears to be less expensive than other delivery options. We just received our first meals from Cook Unity, and what a huge difference it is. We just had the Chipotle maple glazed salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options like vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman, with two N's, or enter the code Hartman, with two N's, before checking out for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code Hartman or going to cookunity.com/Hartman.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News special report: the Republican ticket of Donald Trump for president and Ohio Senator J.D. Vance for vice president is official. Trump's son Eric took part in the process.
We hereby nominate every single one of them for the greatest president that's ever lived, and that's Donald J. Trump.
South Carolina Senator Tim Scott.
The devil came to Pennsylvania holding a rifle. But an American lion got back up on his feet, and he roared!
Reporting from Saturday's rally site where Trump was injured, CBS's Charles Damaris says a critical security precaution was not taken before Saturday's rally.
We have learned that the Secret Service did not sweep the building that that shooter was perched up upon, but sources also telling us that there was a team of law enforcement snipers actually in the same building.
The building overlooks the rally site. CBS News Special Report. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former President Trump finally has a running mate. He announced Monday that 39-year-old Ohio Senator J.D. Vance will be his vice presidential candidate in November. Vance was elected to the Senate in 2022. He is known for his memoir, Hillbilly Elegy, published in 2016. Despite being the target of an assassination attempt on Saturday, Trump is in Milwaukee for the Republican National Convention and plans to speak on Thursday. Governor Evers announced Monday that the state is awarding $1.3 million in grants to Wisconsin's coastal communities. Evers posted on X that the money will be distributed through the Wisconsin Coastal Management Program to 31 projects across the state, aiming to restore coastal habitats and prevent pollution. Evers said that the Great Lakes are a vital natural resource whose importance to Wisconsin's culture, economy, and history can't be overstated. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Former Beverly Hills 90210 star Shannon Doherty has passed away. The actress's publicist, Leslie Sloan, said that Doherty passed away July 13th, surrounded by her family and her dog. The charmed actress was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2015, according to Deadline.com. Doherty was 53 years old. James Caan helped Will Ferrell develop some thick skin on his first film after leaving SNL. Ferrell told Christina Applegate and Jamie Lynn Sigler on the Messy podcast that between takes, Caan would say things like, "You're not funny, I don't get you." Ferrell says it was all an attempt to build up to the boardroom scene where Caan kicks Buddy out of his life, but also admitted to having doubts about the film's comedy when he would look at himself in the elf costume. Ferrell eventually received validation from Caan as they left the premiere when Caan said, "Great job. I thought you were way too over the top, but no, it's brilliant." For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly cloudy sky developing in the overnight as temperatures tumble to near 60. Our winds will be light. On your Tuesday, we'll see mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. High temperatures will warm to the upper 70s. Just a slim chance of a couple of showers. Right now, it's 73.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it is day two of the RNC. We're going to have a little update for you on lake sitting, axe-throwing California guy Eric Hovde. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Advanced support with a free month supply of Super Bearing, plus 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Super Bearing, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbearing.com. And the code is Tom, T-H-O-M, for a free month supply of Super Bearing plus 15% off. Superbearing.com, code Tom, T-H-O-M. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. And let's see here. Mike in Hope Sound, Florida. Is it Mike whose phone wasn't working before? Did I get back to you correctly?
No, it's not Tom.
Oh, this is a different. This is somebody else. Okay, well, Mike, what's up? You're on the same line he was on.
Tom, welcome back. As usual, have a great show. And
thank you.
You know, I don't want to put the blame on you, but you know, you've been gone for a week or two, and all hell broke loose.
That seems. So, it seems. You know, it's funny, a year ago when we planned that 2-week vacation, and it's the first time we've taken 2 weeks in a long, long time, we figured, okay, you know, the 4th of July week and the week after, what could possibly happen, right?
All right, let's blame your wife.
Yeah. Well, no. I'll take full responsibility for it. But what's up, Mike?
It was curious to me because you had a great caller. I think his name is Kenyatta. Is that his name?
Kenyatta, yeah. He publishes a newsletter over on Substack. If you just go to substack.com and plug in Kenyatta, his last name, his first name is Ron, it'll pop right up, and it's good. It's worth subscribing to. It's free.
So many people listen to you, Tom, and I'll try to keep it brief, and I try to, because there's so much to talk about. The one thing I want to say is this is an issue that blue voters have been fighting for decades, and it doesn't matter who gets shot. I will remind people that the safest place for people probably is at a Trump or a Biden event, because at least you have Secret Service to take out a shooter quickly. Try to go into an elementary school and feel how safe you are these days.
Right.
Because these mass shooters unload hundreds and thousands of rounds. So as much as this is a shocking event, think about it.
Let me just toss something else in here, Mike. If this shooter had the bump stock that Clarence Thomas and his buddies on the court just legalized, if he had had a bump stock, there's no doubt he would have actually been able to take out Trump, because he would have been able to fire, you know, 20 shots in the time that he got three off.
Very true. And, you know, the sad and Joe Biden had the right word, sick. The sick thing about this is, if he had a bump stock and if he had hit Trump, there would still be no push from these people to get rid of bump stocks. I truly believe that.
Yeah, or AR-15s.
I do want to say this one point, which has irked me for a long time, and it involves billionaires, but specifically somebody like Elon Musk. Conspiracy theories are flying from both sides now, which I'm not a both sides guy, but the most ridiculous things in the world, even when people know what happened, even though it's early. Look, people, violence is the conspiracy theory, and this happens every day in America. But I want to ask you, Tom, what happened to Paul Pelosi, and what was Elon Musk's immediate reaction to that?
What happened to Paul Pelosi was that a right-wing conspiracy nut broke into the house and tried to kill him with a hammer, and nearly did. Damaged him quite badly. I don't remember what Elon Musk's response was, frankly.
Well, you should remember, because his response within 12 hours was, to spread a conspiracy theory that Paul Pelosi was in a homosexual relationship.
Oh, which is one of these with the guy with the hammer. Yeah, I remember now.
Right.
Yeah,
now, the point
bizarre.
I'm making is when Elon Musk says those things and he's called out, his response, just like his response to being calling people a pedo, is, oh, I was just joking.
Right. That's
what was Elon Musk's response to this shooting of the president?
Oh, he endorsed Trump yesterday.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. That's my point.
Yeah.
That when these people want to lie, they lie. And when they want to be honest about their gut feelings, these billionaires who are supporting this party, they come out once in a while with an honest statement. Of course he supports Trump, just like he supported DeSantis. Now, I want to spread that into the entire American electorate, because it doesn't matter if it's Elon Musk or your neighbor who's a red voter. Stop with these visceral reactions to reality. And start answering, why is this country so violent, and which party is best suited to stop it?
Right.
And
yeah.
So that's it. Thank you, Tom. I am seriously glad, so glad you're back. We need you.
Well, thank you, Mike. It's I appreciate the comments and well said. Thank you,
just
Patsy in Shelbyville, Texas. Hey, Patsy, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi. Yes, this is Patsy down in Chevydale. I wanted to remark on several callers back. She was talking about President Biden should not scale back his rhetoric and what he's been saying. Don't start soft pedaling, you know, stuff like that, because they want us to do that, and you had said that want us to be quiet. We should not be quiet.
I'm with you.
Should not be quiet. We should do what we've been doing, calling them out, because they are going to keep doing what they're doing. So, no, we should not go there. Say what we're going to say and mean what we say. Also, do you by chance have the number to where you could reach the White House? Is there such a number?
Yeah, the White House has a comment line, and that number, if you're ready to write it down, Patsy?
Yes.
Okay. It's 202-456-1111. Now, people have told me...
Oh, I'm so sorry. That pen didn't write. Say it again, Tom, please.
Okay. No, it's okay. 202-456-1111. Now, people have told me that they try to call that number, and apparently there's some hours when it's answered and some hours when it's not, and I just don't know. I haven't called it in years, but that's the number for the White House comment line.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you, Patsy. Sandra in Omaha, Nebraska. Hey, Sandra, what's on your mind today?
Well, I was thinking about how this past weekend would have transpired if the situation had been reversed. Now, we know that Joe immediately called Trump to issue his condolences and hope that he's getting better, etc. And he also went on the evening news or on the evening air to the nation and said, this needs to stop. We need to stop seeing each other as evil opponents.
Yeah.
We're all Americans. Now, let's turn it around and say that it was Biden that was shot at. And then Trump's got his rally going and he lifts his arms and he looks at the crowd and they all get quiet and he says, Joe, it looks like somebody doesn't like you out there. And then he grins.
Yeah, well, that's essentially what he said about Paul Pelosi being attacked. It's essentially what he said about Nancy Pelosi being, you know, the mob hunting her. I would like to think that probably he, at least his advisors, would say, here's a nice little speech for you to give that was sort of like Biden's, you know. But I think they're probably right. Or at least, he would do the right thing for the day or two, but then at the next rally, I think.
I don't think he can do that even. I really don't. I think he would love the joy and the raucous response from the crowd of, try again, shooter, you missed.
Yeah.
And the news media has been full bore this one story all weekend. There's no other news that's happened in the world but this over and over and over. And I'm just saying, you know, Trump is just a placeholder, like Kenyatta was saying. They could stick anybody in as his position, and it wouldn't matter, because it's the people behind the scenes, their goals, that is going to get pushed, not particularly Trump's. Yeah. Trump's a mouthpiece.
The right-wing billionaires. Yeah, I don't disagree. Sandra, although I do think that Trump is a very charismatic politician.
Oh, he's their golden boy for right now, but if
like
something were to happen, they'd find somebody else.
Yeah.
They'd find somebody else.
No doubt. Thank you, Sandra. Good talking to you.
Sure.
James in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Hey, James, what's up?
Hey, Tom, just want to make a quick comment. I just wanted you to know how offended I am based on what you've been calling Trump Hitler. My dad served in World War II to fight Nazi Germany.
So did my dad.
And I fought in the Marine Corps. Yeah, and so, okay then, for you to say I support Hitler is very insulting.
I'm not saying you support Hitler. I'm saying that.
Yes, yes. No, no, you said he is like him. It's not correct. By any means, shape, or form, just because we have a difference of opinion on who we vote for, you shouldn't call somebody as bad as what Hitler was. That's offensive. Very offensive. And people like you is what's causing this stupid mess, like that idiot that shot at Trump, or could, like you said, could have been Biden. You're dividing people, and it's wrong.
Yeah, so us Democrats should just shut up, right, James?
You heard what I said. Don't twist what I said.
No,
I'm very clear on what I said.
I understand what you're saying. James, thanks for the call. Joe in Tampa, Florida. Hey, Joe, what's on your mind?
Hey, Tom, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Capitalize
on what that gentleman said. No, he's wrong. Rhetoric's been ramped up for years. People have been saying you've been backing the American people into a corner. They're going to come out fighting.
Yep.
I hear a lot of concern about people, about if Trump gets elected, what's going to happen. But if you go on and start reading what the comments are amongst non-Trumpers, Democrats, independents, even Republicans, with all the, I guess you could say, violent threats and everything else, there's a lot of people that are coming out and they're like, yeah, we're not having that anymore.
Yeah.
People are sticking to it, and they're not backing down anymore. They're coming out.
That's my sense of it, Joe.
The other thing is everyone keeps talking about Project 2025, and everyone's been watching DeSantis for years, his reelection, his bid for presidency, but what no one's really, and I follow it daily.
Yeah, you live in Florida.
I read all the laws.
I get it.
Yeah, so
it's got to affect you directly.
He's quietly putting together a slow Project 2025 for the last 2 years with all the policies, the no money for arts, changing the history books, giving money to corporations. What a lot of people don't realize is the one that he enacted is folding the toxic radon from fertilizer into the roads. And people like down here, they just don't believe it. They don't understand. It's like, do you understand what's happening here?
Wow.
And all the new law he just passed, taking out the climate change out of all the legislation.
Yeah.
It's a slow Project 2025. And
you're
said the other day, the other week, about how he is getting money from all the billionaire oil companies. And that's what forced him to take all that language out of his bills.
Yeah, I don't know if he's getting the money or if he just wants the money, but, you know, those are the two reasons why you basically lie about science. And DeSantis is he's a graduate of what, Yale and Harvard or something like that? I mean, you know, he's not an idiot. He knows what's going on.
No, he's not. And he knows what he's doing. And I think if Trump doesn't make it this time, I think they're going to push him because he's already putting it together and they're testing the waters here in Florida. And that's what people are not seeing. I said that to a friend of mine yesterday, and he couldn't believe it. He's like, yeah, you're right. He's like, everything he's been putting in and the legislature that's been passed, they even tried to have all the writers for articles and newscasters sign up for a list to make sure they can check the publication before it went out.
That's right. Yeah. He's a mini Viktor Orban, actually, in my opinion, Joe. Joe, I got to run, but thank you for the call. And spot on. Spot on. Well said. It's 47 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where despair is not an option. We'll be right back with your calls. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are.
High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Credit scores affect a lot. Mortgages, renting a place, car insurance rates. Some employers even check credit scores before hiring people. So last month, Consumer Reports and Work Money got thousands of people to check their credit reports for errors and tell us what they found. The results were shocking. Almost half of the participants found a mistake on their credit report. That's a lot of mistakes. About a quarter found serious errors that could damage their credit score, and about a third found errors about their personal information, like name or address. So, go to annualcreditreport.com, get copies of your credit reports, they're free, and take a look at yours. If anything is off, let the credit agency know right away. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
The morning show on WFHR. It's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people. Yeah.
And on the good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's just, it's the way it's got to be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be, the middle especially for her had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, yes. One very big thing you just missed there. Mm. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR. HR.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts can even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend, which is freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, it's mess-free, it's full of nutrients, and it tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy love the taste, and I love Blue and Chewy. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. The dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Sean in Stamford, Connecticut. Hey, Sean, what's on your mind?
Hey, Tom, how's it going? Welcome back.
Thank you. What's up?
Okay, so I think we're looking at this sort of the wrong way. And what I mean by that is we have to approach this almost like the abusive spouse. In words, Democrats, don't talk about this, otherwise you're going to make us want to hurt you. And that's what the Republican playbook is right now. Mm-hmm. And we have to stop ourselves from doing that, and we have to speak loud and clear. We cannot allow this to continue.
Yeah. No, when Trump, reposted that picture of Joe Biden with the bullet hole on his forehead, tied up in the back of the pickup truck, and when he made jokes and cackled about Paul Pelosi being attacked with a hammer, when he encouraged people to attack the Capitol building and for 3 hours watched on television as they chanted, "Hang Mike Pence" and "Where's Nancy Pelosi?" And that's just, back in 2016 when he said that his Second Amendment people would solve the Hillary Clinton problem. I mean, I agree with you. This needs to end. I know of no Democratic corollaries. Probably the closest you could get is me saying that Trump, in some ways, I think, shares personality characteristics with Adolf Hitler. And I realize that's a controversial statement. Had a guy call me out on it just a little bit ago. I stand behind it. I think they're both psychopaths. And
the problem is that because you said it, therefore, you angered me, now I must act against you.
Yeah, I'm not buying it.
Me neither. I have a psych background, so I could tell you.
Yeah, okay. Thanks a lot, Sean. Good talking to you. William in Wimberley, Texas. Hey, William, what's up?
Howdy, Tom. I hope you had a nice vacation.
I did. William, I'm sorry. You're the Trump supporter who calls in, and I would like to give you a little more time, but we got 1 minute to the break. Can we do this quick?
Yeah, sure. I was encouraged to hear Gary call in and kind of intimate that we could sit down and have a discussion and have both sides heard without all the demagoguery and without all the extreme statements that are made. But I just don't see that happening when you've got people publishing Trump like he's Hitler and all those sorts of things. We can sit down, there's a truth to each one of these issues, whether it be abortion, guns, taxes, separation of church and state. There's a place where we can meet in the middle, and I think we should try to do that.
I'm with you, William.
Okay?
I'm with you. I'm going to tone down calling Trump Hitler, going forward. But I'm not going to tone down calling out his repeated calls for violence. And
then let me say one more thing.
Sure.
Abortion is not health care.
Well, it is if you need an abortion. There's a lot of women
abortion
who actually physically
ends a beating
need.
Heart, Tom.
No, not necessarily.
It ends life. There's
a whole bunch of women down in Texas who needed abortions because the heart had stopped beating. Or there's women down in Texas who needed abortions because there was no brain inside the skull of the fetus that was forming in them. That's health care. But, that's a debate we can have on another time. William, thank you for the call, and I always appreciate your being thoughtful and rational. It's very nice to hear from you. We'll be back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Home for Matt Nair on air.
Pete Schwabba.
Tuesday night, Nightlight will stream live on Facebook, X, and YouTube from 7 to 8 p.m. during the RNC. We'll be back in the air live from 8 to 9 p.m. where I welcome host of American Ninja Warrior, Matt Eisman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.